Tov everyone, we are on page 75. We're moving along in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel of the Siman Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Tet. Here we go. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, Kav Zayinam Beis Maseches Megillah tells us that Pi the Tanayim that we mentioned before, when you want to sell a Beit Knesset, you could sell a Beit Knesset for whatever you want, but there's four exceptions to the rules. And these exceptions to the rules are brought down over here in Sif Tet. We'll understand why in a moment, why these are chosen. Kishimokhan Anshi Akfar. When you have the Anshi Akfar, which are the people who are allowed to sell the Beit Knesset, once again, Anshi Krach, we're not allowed to sell the Beit Knesset. Kishimokhan Anshi Akfar, Beit Knesset, Yecholim Lamachro Min Karolim. They're allowed to sell it forever, an entire sale. Be'alkech, Alokech, Yasebo Mash Yirtsin. The person who buys it has a lot to do with the Beit Knesset, whatever he wants, because it loses its Kedusha. Chutz, except for a couple of exceptions. Mimerchatz, Ubursaki, Ubeis Tfilo, Ubeis Akise. You can't sell it for a base of Mirchatz or Bursaki. You can't sell it for a bathhouse. You can't sell it for a leather tannering place, which is a very smelly place. Ubeis Tfilo, Ubeis Akise, or a bathroom over here. So these four different places are an usher to go ahead and sell your bacon. As a four, because these are considered a Bizayin Gadol. For the Beit Knesset to be turned into one of these four things, as we could understand, Merchat Porsk based the field based Kise are all considered design, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sivkatan and Hey, Shekol Eloheim Tashmishim Megunimaot. V'aster la'asozim makom shaya beis knesset. All these things are atashish meguna ma'od, and therefore it is aster to make in the place of a Beit Knesset these things. However, Rov Rishonim brought down the Beis Yosef, Rashi, the Rosh, and the Rambam. Right. Once again, if we bring back our friends, the Zayin Tuva here, B'mam and Anshe here, he says, once again, over there, just like they have specific rules, that they're allowed to sell the Beit Knesset, and it completely loses the Kedusha. And you don't have to be Malin B'Kodesh. They write the Hua Din over here, the same Din would apply. That's the continuation over here, the Mechaber. V'mechru Zayin Tuva here, B'mam and Anshe here, Yasa HaLokeach Afilu Eilu Arba Advarim. Then, the Lokeach could even turn to a Beis Akise, Bursaki, V'chule, he could turn it into whatever he wants over here. That would be permissible according to this psak over here in the Mechaber, based on the Rishonim. So that is Halach Lamaisa over here. Now, you can look in the Beis Yosef, how this works. It's a very interesting din over here. All of a sudden, it's like, poof, the Beit Knesset loses the Kedusha, and it could even turn it into something that was a Bizayin in the first place. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch over here, based on these Rishonim. However, the Beralach of Yumelus over here, along Beralach and Divra Maslo, Yumachru, Zayin, Tuvier, Yasa, Lokeach, Afilo, Elu, Dvar, Dal, Dvarim. He starts off by saying, Kenu, Dasa, Rambam, Yarash, like we said before. Vinim, Shu, Achariyam, Atur, Virabin, Yerucham, many of the Rishonim filed the Psak over here that Zayin, Tuvier, Manach here would work to pucker the Kedusha so much that he could turn it into a Dvar Bizayin. However, then the Bir Alocha starts with his arguments. He number one says, V'ya Ravid Poligal Zeh, the Ravid disagrees with this, K'mavur B'poskim. Ulu Didei Lo Shara B'Shasli, Ishtamish Tashil G'nai, Ela B'tel Charei V'lav Achi, V'chulei V'chulei. Number one, the Ravid disagrees with these Rishonim, so are the Rishonim who disagree with this whole din they could ever sell Beit Knesset for a Dover B'Zayim. And more than that, he says about eight lines down, he says, V'in Kain. And the Hilchos sits us over there, where we have the halacha of that Tashmish Mitzvah Nizraki. Normally Tashmish Mitzvah, things are used for a mitzvah. Sukkah, Lulav, and Esrog, Tzitzis, things like this really can be thrown in the garbage after you're done then because they have no Kedusha, there's no Divrei Torah in it. But nevertheless, over there, the Mechaber Paskins, B'talitochel Mitzvah Shabalo She'en Lo Liachlon Tashmish Meguna. You shouldn't turn your tzitzis that you want to throw in the garbage into toilet paper. Okay, we Tashmish Meguna, and even though you're allowed to throw it out, you should not use a Tashmish Meguna. So therefore, the Beralacha says, based on this, he thinks the Chatchila, end of the Beralacha, the last three lines over here on this page, Hayotze Midvareinu. Demistaber the Kamoda Baskinabism and Kaf Alif the Insistent with Simon Tafre Samoth Alad. Leading in Hoshana, just also our Shanas, we don't do a Tashmish Meguna. She'ein li Shtamish and Dover Shalganai. Who Adin Hacha, he thinks the Chavetz Chaim. Also over here, you should not turn into Dover Ganai, but Kol Shekei Numineshu Dover Kavua. Vinikro Bizango over here, it's even worse. You're going to tune into a Kavua public bathroom, that's a Bizayin Gadol. Lishtamishva Bekalos Rosh, and they're going to come to use the Bekalos Rosh, Bechule. Therefore, the Beralacha over here thinks that L'chatchila 1 should not be allowed to go ahead and do these things. That's by selling it to one of these four things. What was bothering me for a long time, and Hashem, we see in the Igros Moshe, he talks about it in a couple of different tshuvas. What about selling it to a base of Odazara? To sell it to a church? What about that? That sounds like even a bizayin yoter gadol mizeh. And that is what Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Beis. Simen mein hei ulatifla. Ulatifla is the base of Avodah Zarah, to sell it to the church. Efshari says, lekulei almaser. He says, perhaps then even the Rambam and the Rush and Rashi and all the Roshonim that were matter by a basic keys, the base tefila, borsak, v'chule, v'chule, they would say that it kulei almaser be aser when it turns to church mishu to gnai yoter gadol. Because that's even a greater gnai. That's an even greater gnai. Why the Mishnah didn't mention, that's a good question. But he said it's a dover pashat. This would be a dover gnai yoter gadol. Okay, and he even talks over there, the tshuva over there was, how much does a person have to protest against such a sale? He says, lechatchila, before the sale is done, if you have anything in your power to mevatel such a sale, to sell it to the church, you should try and mevatel the sale and not let them sell it. If they've already sold it, okay, he says, then it depends on how much you should go ahead and fight. But over there is an aspect of even being mocha biyadim, any sin, seabor that wants to sell it to the church. Unfortunately, this is a very, very common shaila, because at the end of the day, if you have a large Beit Knesset, who wants to buy the large Beit Knesset? Only a large church. Okay, we'll see later on. Maybe we'll discuss turning the opposite, turning the church into a Beit Knesset, but that's our din over here, where that selling a shul to a church is definitely not lechatchila. Okay, therefore, Rav Moshe says that one should protest against it. However, if one already sold it, b'chol l'chor, it does work, and they would rely on the pashas of the Rishonim that say, when it's done, the sale is a good sale. Moving on to Sif Yud, which turns into our shaila from a public shaila to a private shaila. That is when one wants to sell his private Dvarim Shebekdusha. Is this mutter? Someone has a private Sefer Torah, is he allowed to go ahead and sell his private Sefer Torah? Okay, his tefillin, his mezuzah, whatever it might be, is he allowed to sell his private Sefer Torah or not? So the Beis Yosef brings down many Rishonim who hold the Medayik from the Rishonim that would say that Dvarim Shel Kedusha Sheshayich LeYochid is mutter to go ahead and sell him. And not only that, the Kesef would not be Tofes Adamav. You would be allowed to use the money for anything you want. What's the svar to say such a thing? Well, here's a Darsh HaKadosh. Why isn't that Tavis Damav? So it says, explains the Beis Yosef, it's already found in the Rishonim before that, is the what? That if a Yachid owns something, we said the whole svar of Zayin Tuveir Man Anshayir is they represent the Beit Knesset. So over here, who represents your set of tefillin? Who represents the private Sefer Torah? Obviously the Baal HaBayis, whoever owns it. He becomes the Zayin Tuveir, and you don't need Maamad Anshayir, he's also the Maamad Anshayir. So therefore, just like when Zayin Tuveir and Maamad Anshayir sell a Sefer Torah, sell a Beit Knesset, they're allowed to go ahead and do it, and it's not Tofes Adamav. So too over here, says the Rishonim, and brought down on the Beis Yosef, the same thing would apply. That's the first opinion that is brought down of the Shulchan Aruch over here in Sif Yud. Yesh Omrim Di Yachid B'Shalo Afilu Sefer Torah Motel Lomachro Lasot B'Dama Kol Mashiyertz. I believe I never read the end of the Mechaber before. I don't know if I just read through the end of the Mechaber. I said it out loud. I said it outside. But V'Machro Yizayin Tuve Yer Ma'anachi Yasi Lokach Afilu Elo Arba Advar. I'm not sure if I read or not. But that, what we said before, if it's done, Yizayin Tuve Yer, they're allowed to sell even for the four things that were Gnai before. Now, moving on to Sif Yud. So as I said before, Yesh Omrim Di Yachid B'Shalo. If a person owns his own Dvarim Sheba Kedusha, Afilu Sefer Torah Mutter L'Machro V'Lasos B'Dabav Kol Mashi Yirtza, then even if for a Sefer Torah, he's allowed to sell it, and he's allowed to do with the money anything that he wants to do. Kol Shelo Hikdishu L'Kros B'Rabim, so long as he has not donated the Sefer Torah to the Rabbi. If he donates his Sefer Torah to a shul, and Imamish gives it to the shul, legamre, and he donates to the shul, so that's not his anymore. That not belongs to the shul. Then the lachas will be different. It'll be the lachas of a public Sefer Torah. But over here, so long as he has not donated to the public, it will be mutter for him to do whatever he wants. That's the first part brought over here. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, like I said before, in Sifkaton Nuntes. Dintes says a tam. Dal shalo yeshlo koach zayin tuveyayir b'mamin anshir b'shal tzibur. According with his own things, he has the koach of zayin tuveyayir b'mamin anshir. Therefore, when he sells it, it doesn't tofes. But the dam of the mutalot zayin de mechirazu adamim lekol ma shiyirtsu. So that is the first opinion. The problem is, the Beis Yosef, the Medayik from the Rambam, without getting into the sheet of the Rambam right now, it's a little bit complicated, that the sheet of the Rambam would be to disagree. And therefore, the Mechaber then goes on and brings down the Das of the Rambam. He says, V'yesh mish oser. There's someone who would be oser, Elohim Kain Lil Motora Oli Seisha. Unless you were selling an order for Lima Torah or Lisa Isha, because once again, then even for the public Sefer Torah, we said, for those specific things, you would be allowed to sell it, even if the other didn't have the normal tanaim of Zayin Tuviyah Ramaman Anshayir. For specific things, you're allowed to sell it. So the private Sefer Torah would just be like the public Sefer Torah, the public base Knesset. Someone builds a private base Knesset. So a rich guy builds his own private base Knesset. The same dinner will apply. It will be 2 days over here on the Shulchan Aruch. How do we pass in halacha l'maisa? So normally, what is the klal when you have a two yesh omrim basra? We go over it every time. The halacha is like yesh omrim basra, like the second opinion, which would be the pashas over here. We pass in l'chumra by dvarim shel yachid. However, very beautifully, the Eliyahu Rabbi is medayik over here, and it's also quoted in the halacha brura halacha l'maisa. He says, they say over here, if you're medayik, if you look at the lashonos over the mechaber, it's not Yesh Omrim and Yesh Omrim. What is it? It's Yesh Omrim and Yesh Mi Shaoser. Yesh Omrim is Lashon Rabim. Many say it's Mutter. And Yesh Mi Shaoser is a Das Yachid. So therefore, Lashon Yachid, so the Medayik over here, that really the Iker Shita of the Mechaber over here is Lapata Paskin Lakula. And that's how the Lacha Brura Paskin over here, like the first opinion, and that is the Psak of the Eliyahu Rabba, also the Paskin, like the Mekilim over here. However, there's no Hechreach from that in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does not mention, I would say it's more Meduik in the Mishnah Berurah, that he is going and is Choshesh for the Shita of the Rambam L'chumra. However, and therefore, once again, even though there are Mekilim over here, the Mishnah Berurah sounds passing L'chumra, and you should even know within the Das of the Mekilim, like we see by many times about doing things, getting money for mitzvos, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Samach, even within the Das of the Mekilim, look inside. He says, Katav Alos Taimin, Daaf Lefi Deyazu, even according to this opinion, the Mekal opinion, Demotar, Ve'ein Adami, Nitpasim B'Dusha, Mikol Makom Lekuli Alma, Ein Roa Simin Bracha B'Dami Melo. You will not see a Simin Bracha from this money. You might be allowed to do it. You might be allowed to use it for your own food in the house, but you're not going to see Simin Bracha from that money. So he still doesn't think it's such a good idea. However, on the other side, even within the Das of the Machmirin, look in Sivkotan Samach Beis, he brings down five lines down, he brings down Machlokas in the Magen Avram, and the Mechaber in Yoredeya, whether this is only or only Machir by a Sefer Torah, or by all Dvarim Shem Kedusha. Katav Magen Avram, the Dafka B'Sefer Torah, Aval B'Tash Mishay Kedusha, Lekulei Alma Motor B'Yachal L'Machar L'Ishtamash B'Demachol Mashi Yirtza. The Magen Avram says it's only things that are Mamish Kedush like a Sefer Torah. But Tashmishay Kedusha, to sell the mantle, to sell the Beit Knesset, other types of Tashmishay Kedusha, the Magen Avram says, would be Motor even according to the Machmirin. So there is over here another tzad, another sheet to rely on by things outside of Dvarim Shebekdusha Mamish, and that is the stomach in Avram. And furthermore, the Shevet Alevi, Chelek Aleph, Simon Mem Aleph, brought down the Piskei Tshuvos, Ksiv Katan Kaveis over here in our Simon, the Shevet Alevi writes that if you're going to be selling even Dvarim Shebekdusha, but you're doing it to be buy something, to buy other Dvarim Shebekdusha that are nicer, you want to sell your pair of tefillin, so you can buy a nicer pair of tefillin, you want to sell your mezuzahs, so you can buy nicer mezuzahs, sell your Sefer Torah, so you can buy a nicer Sefer Torah, says the Shevet Alevi over here, when you're dealing with a Dvarim Shel Yachid, that would be mutter. He says that would be mutter, and therefore the Minaga Olam is definitely to be makel. Like the Shevet Alevi, some are even made that the Minhag HaOlam is even to be Mako like the first day of. Okay, so there is what to rely on like the first day of. You see people doing it, you don't have to protest against them. They have what to rely on the first day over here in the Shulchan Aruch, the Eliyahu Rabba, the Chavrua, and other Achronim who say that the Minhag is to be Mako. One Vadai can be Mako if he's selling it in order to buy the same thing, but even nicer. And even more than that, like we learned in the Mechaber himself, if he's doing it for Talmud Torah, or Lisa Isha, or Pidyan Shvuyim, that is Vade going to be Mutter. Therefore, if it's Mutter for Limud Torah, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Tzamech Gimel, V'katavod, second line in, Sarach Iyani Mochrin Sefer Torah, Liknos Gemara, Uposkim Uperusheim. Perhaps then one could say that if he's selling a Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzah, so he could buy Svarim, he could buy a Gemara, he could buy a Shas, he could buy Mishnayas, he could buy Rishonim, whatever it might be, he's buying Svarim in order to learn, so that's for Limud Torah. Perhaps he says that the pasuk pshat for lima Torah means to be machzik yeshiva, to manage in order that he could actually have time to learn. That would be for sure mut. Over here he's saying even just to buy svarim that will help you in your learning, that also perhaps be mutter and lechora, since you have other sheets to rely on anyways, you can rely on the sarchin of the Mishnah Berurah. And it seems to me that the minhag is, and this is one step maybe more lekula, is because as we learned earlier on, that printed svarim do not have as much kedusha as other things. I believe that seems to be the minhag is to make all the people do sell their svarim. So to the used bookstore and v'chule, and we're not so mak, but to use that money only to buy other svarim. Nice chumra would be, yes, to put that money aside and only use it for dvar shebekdusha, but it seems to be that the minhag olam is to be makel, at least somewhat, when it comes to private people, svarim and the like. Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Have a good day.